This is the Sikha Parshas Chukos. There's only one page here. Okay, the other page is Kheira from last week. So the Rebbe says, and it's going down on lines 9-13. The Rebbe says here, the Sikha goes like this: that the Rebbe speaks about Zayin and Yud, and says this is one is Nigla, one is Chassidus. So now, towards the end of the Sikha, the Rebbe says that everyone should be Moisif and Shir, a Shir Kvua on Limud Nigla, be Moisif a Shir in Limud Nigla, and a Shir in Limud Chassidus. And then the Rebbe adds, this is highlighted, the heavy highlight on line 12, Kfishim Tzinu B'myuchud. You see that? Yeah? The Rebbe is emphasizing that as we printed recently, where we Torah from Rebbe Sein Nesene, which combines Nigla and Chassidus. Who is the Rebbe referring to?
Himself.
Right. The Rebbe is telling us we should, in other words, you're learning his Torah. Okay. Aside comment, why did the Rebbe emphasize here the meaning of Limud Nigla and Limud Chassidus? Because it's a hemshach to what he spoke about earlier in the Sikha about Yud and Zayin. One is Nigla and one is Chassidus. So the Rebbe says you should learn be most of Inyan and Nigla and Chassidus. But why? Just by the way, if this is mein eigene Hashkofe, all misunderstandings which are related to Gula, about the Rebbe's words about Gula, come from the lack of understanding the way the Rebbe combined Chassidus with Nigla. If you take Chassidus and you combine it with Nigla, the way the Rebbe did it in the Sichas, and you anything the Rebbe says about Gula makes full sense, has practical meaning to it. It's just my own personal observation, but this is the fact that Rebbe is saying that he wants us to learn in Yonim of a Chibur of Nigla and Chassidus, Befrat Shemitzinu B'Divrei Rebbe Sein Nesein L'Achreina, L'Chere has a Shaykh to Gula, because all the complications we have regarding to Gula, L'Chere come from this, that we take Chassidus abstract, and the Rebbe is sort of incorporated with Nigla, and this is not properly identified, and that is why we have a lot of confusion around Gula. This is my own personal observation, and whatever. Conclude your own conclusions.
The Rebbe, we take Chassidus as abstract, and we don't see how the Rebbe incorporated it into Nigla. So if we learn the Rebbe's Chassidus,
yeah,
in Sichas, or wherever he incorporates Nigla into Chassidus the right way,
yeah,
so we wouldn't take it abstract.
We would, everything of Chassidus has a practical application to it. When you use a Nigla, it has a very practical, and everything the Rebbe says about Mashiach makes 100% pure logic, is the best logic it can be. It's just, I'm telling you from my personal observation, it makes full sense. What's going on today, the confusion around Mashiach, is all evolved around the fact we have a Torah of Chassidus, which is fully abstract, inspiring, but it's abstract, and it's not connected to reality. Okay, this is a side point. Now, the main thing I want to go on the next thing, on lines 14 to 21, the Rebbe says, you should be meisiv in a mitzvah and the kvonos a mitzvah. You should be meisiv kima mitzvah behida and kvonos a mitzvah. You see that? That goes all the way to line 21. I'm going to ask you, what do you think the Rebbe is referring to kvonos and mitzvah when he says it over here? What do you see kvonos and mitzvah? Does the Rebbe mean you start thinking about the kvonos hashalah, or you should think about, you know, what's the Rebbe referring to kvonos?
This kvonos is history
in
the
Gola.
When we do a mitzvah,
this mitzvah is history
in the
Gola. 1 second, why do you know that has to do with the Gola?
Look, the Rebbe doesn't have to do with the
Gola. It's given on Har Sinai. What does it have to do with the Gola?
Anyways, so let me, okay. L'cheira, you could say kavanas mitzvah means many things, you know, kapara sol, yirav ava, the different kavanas which are in the mitzvah. But if you look at the Rebbe's emphasis of the sichas all along, the Rebbe always emphasized, let's take it on the lowest level. You have kapara sol. What's the first step in Aveda? Kapara sol, right? Kapara sol is a bittul. Your bittul, you mevatel self to your Yehibishta. The Rebbe explains that Kabbalah's oil is not the greatest bittul. What is the greatest bittul? Just doing the mitzvah. There's doing the mitzvah. Always doing the mitzvah and Kabbalah's oil go together. The Rebbe explains, no, forget about your Kabbalah's oil, your state of mind, that your makabal oil. Just focus on the mitzvah. So here when the Rebbe says Kabbalah's and mitzvah, you know, you can take it the way you want, but I think what the Rebbe really means is referring to put your full mind in what you're doing. In other words, when we do mitzvahs, our mind is on 20 other things, right?
Yeah.
So the first and foremost, the Rebbe is just saying, do the mitzvah properly. Do, put your mind into the mitzvah. Put your mind into your mitzvah. Then, of course, kavana can also mean Kabbalah Sol, can mean Yireh, Ava, can mean any kavana you want. But the Cheder, based on the Mahalach of the Rebbe everywhere, where the Rebbe emphasizes everywhere that kavana is L'chol Rosh, the actual intent in when I'm doing this mitzvah, like the Rebbe explains, I'm doing this mitzvah, there's nothing else in the world. That what it is. When we do mitzvahs, our mind, we are thinking about 20 other things. Once upon a time, they used to educate chassidim to do mitzvahs. You should have hachon and nafshis. You should have a certain hergish. I don't think this is what the Rebbe, that this all be included. This is not what the Rebbe is focusing on. The Rebbe is focusing on what he says. He explains in many places, when you learn Torah, there should be nothing else in the world. You're doing a mitzvah. There's nothing else in the world. Just me doing this mitzvah now. And so you're doing that. You're carrying out the mitzvah properly because your mind is fully focused on what you're doing. And if you look here in the Sikha of Shabbos Parshas Tov, I just put it in the footnote here, where the Rebbe explains that when you do something, there's nothing, there should be an awareness, there is nothing else in the world, and that is the Maisa, that is the Maisa Echad, which brings the goal of the Maisa Echad, you're completely devoted to this Maisa, you know that this Maisa can change the whole world, it includes the past, includes the future, it's everything. That means there is nothing else. Eneid Mavade means that I do this mitzvah, there's nothing else in the world. And that is the Chedah, that is the way I understand. If this is what the Rebbe has been speaking about all the years, about the practical application, just being devoted to what you're doing. Here the Rebbe gives a dugma, you give tzedakah to someone. Give the person the fullest attention. Do tzedakah, give him properly the tzedakah with the fullest, you know, within a seer's chain, etc., etc. Do it properly. Whatever mitzvah, the Rebbe says every person should take one mitzvah where he should, each day, the one mitzvah you should be focused on. It's just, by the way, in Gem, I printed the story, I printed it twice already. Someone asked the Rebbe, in the middle of davening, he can't focus. So the Rebbe says, what to do? You take one part of davening and you integrate in yourself. But this part of davening, every day I'm going to focus fully. Once you've integrated this davening in your system, that you know, you come here, you're fully focused on what you're saying, then take another part of davening and slowly, slowly integrate all the davening into yourself. So the Rebbe, this is something the Rebbe tells people in Yechidus. So basically this seems to be the Rebbe's saying here, but taking one mitzvah, that means any person should choose a mitzvah, whatever it is, I don't know if it's stock, whatever, it's filler, whatever it is. One mitzvah, the Rebbe is talking about gula. Gula means you are doing a mitzvah with the awareness that this is the Eibishter, that this is Atam Samahus, etc., etc. That is gula. Now Rebbe wants us to educate ourselves, bring gula into our lives, so that the Rebbe is telling us practically, take a mitzvah, and in that moment, you know that this mitzvah is the whole world, and do that mitzvah properly. The Rebbe is not asking us, not telling us to do it the whole time, because we're not lecheder at that level, it's too much to ask. The Rebbe is telling us, start up with one mitzvah, where you do that mitzvah, you actually be doing gula. When a person is focused on the mitzvah, he's putting himself in a state of gula, there's nothing else in the world besides my mitzvah. Do this mitzvah, whatever it is, doing it properly. The answer is, just do the mitzvah properly with being ibgegeben, being focused and devoted to that mitzvah. Just doing it properly. That is lacheda. Lacheda, what's the Rebbe saying? Lacheda. Based on what the Rebbe says everywhere about the kavana, lacheda, this is what the Rebbe means.
I understand what you say, doing it properly means consistent?
Not consistent. Consistent means you're doing about one mitzvah.
So you're doing it every day on this moment, at this purpose?
No, this the Rebbe says here, and he choose a mitzvah. The Rebbe gives example of tzok. He emphasizes a lot of tzok. But the Rebbe is telling every person should find a mitzvah, something which suits them, and that mitzvah should do it properly. Put yourself,
How does the person know which mitzvah he should
guard? No, you choose what's more convenient for you. Choose what is. You choose your mitzvah, whatever you use. I don't know, whatever you find. Maybe you want to see, whatever it is.
He got married to somebody. What's my mitzvah?
What's your mitzvah? I don't know. Bibi Simcha, I don't know what. There's one mitzvah, a few moments of the day, this mitzvah, you know, you are going to put that mitzvah, do it properly. Mitzvah Shem Mashiach is going to come, mitzvah is going to be built. We're going to be doing mitzvahs properly, not rushing and being torn apart 25 things when we're doing every mitzvah. We know we have 20 other things. No, we're going to do it properly. So the Rebbe is telling us, bring that into your system today. Bring gula now into your life. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Okay. Say that. I'm so happy. That lechera. I asked other people. They told me that I've
been careful not to say what. I understand because then gets it's like opening a Pandora box.
Well, sorry.
Be careful about not saying what would be the mitzvah.
Well, the Rebbe doesn't say. The Rebbe is very.
How can you tell me do a mitzvah properly if I don't know which mitzvah?
No, because you have to find which is easy for you, which has you find the easiest for you to find meaning in it.
Take a mitzvah. A daily mitzvah.
If Rebbe wants to do every day, yeah. The Rebbe's there should be this mitzvah, something you do every day.
And you mention a part of that.
Let's say I give a dugma from Jem. I give a dogma from this thing that Rebbe says, like to integrate one mitzvah should be done properly. So you have the stories from Jem when the Rebbe tells a person to do that, the piece of davening, and one of the people that Rebbe tells him the same thing in mitzvah. The Rebbe tells him right there in the story. He says the Rebbe told him the same thing would be in a mitzvah, that you take mitzvahs, one certain mitzvah, do it properly, focus your attention, and then next mitzvah, then include another mitzvah. So l'cheira, this is what the Rebbe is saying over here. You do the mitzvah with a full kavana. And kavana would mean, what the Rebbe always says about kavana, means be fully devoted to what you're doing. That's it. There's nothing nothing else around you. There's nothing exists. This mitzvah is done properly. That is actually the inyan of gula.
Let's talk in practical terms. So you can't look at your cell phone before you do the mitzvah?
Before you do it, you can look, but not when you're doing the mitzvah. You go, you take up your cell phone's not there. 5 minutes you're doing this mitzvah. You're doing it properly. If it's speaking to your neighbor, or if it's smiling to your friend, or if it's davening, or if it's learning chitas, every person finds what is meaning. The Rebbe wants us to bring a gula state into our lifestyle. How do you do that? What is a gula state? A gula state is this, just doing the mitzvah properly. That's what it is. But when Mashiach comes, we're going to be doing all the mitzvahs properly because we're going to realize the value of the mitzvah. Fine. So the Rebbe is telling us, okay, start doing it right now. That's what the Rebbe is. The Rebbe is actually training us into the gula. He's all other sikh, the Rebbe speaks about the attitude, how we should have a mindset of the gula. Here the Rebbe is giving us practical application. Actually, undertake one mitzvah, what you should do properly. Reb David, I really want to go this piece over with you because it's really very. It's something you'll find you'll like, I'm sure. Okay, say that. That is basically about chutas. That's about chutas. If you don't mind, I just want to go over something about Korach, which I actually did last week, but I didn't explain myself properly, and maybe I'll do better this time. So, with Asia's help. So I'm not going to go over the whole Sikh of Korach. I'm just going to go right to the point. The Sikh of Korach is a very long Sikh. It's a very Sikh, a Geshmak Sikh. Anyway, if you take here, you have it on page 3 here. You have it on page 3, going on line 15. The Rebbe says, I don't have another copy. The Rebbe says that the world is already ready. The Rebbe says, what's the Yid going to say? How can he live in a matzv of hechenag bolus, etc., etc.? So Rebbe says here in line 15, the world is already ready. Now, lecheira, you take the sikh and read what the Rebbe is saying here. It's like such a contrast. Because the Rebbe says, what did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe says here a very powerful statement. The world is ready. How did the Rebbe translate? In what way is the world ready? If you go down to line 19. You'll see the Rebbe says many of the minis v'kuvim that used to be don't exist today. Remember, you see this? Many of the minis v'kuvim, the obstacles to attaining mitzvahs don't exist. So the Rebbe is not telling us that everything is running smoothly now. He's telling us, compared to Russia, many of the minis v'kuvim don't exist, right? And you go early in the sikh, you see the Rebbe says the same thing on page 2, line 22 and 23. The Rebbe says, now you can have Parnosse less Haravanya than the generation before. The Rebbe doesn't tell us everything's going to go smoothly. It doesn't say so. The Cheira, and then, if you look at another thing, the Sikha here, the Rebbe says, the users, this is in Oysud Aleph, this is page 2, and page 2, going over to page 3, the Rebbe says how the Avodah has to be high today. Mamish above all Hagbolas. So Mamish, the Rebbe says that Yefutsu, which is above minus Sekha, minus above Chutza. The Rebbe always says there's Yefutsu minus Sekha Chutza. First comes Mayonis, then comes Yefutsu, then comes Chutza. Here the Rebbe says Yefutsu above Mayonis. What the Yifutza means that you don't even know, you're just doing what the Eibishter wants. I mean, nothing, there's nothing there. There is nothing, there is no other values. There's nothing, no categories. This is better, this is worse. You're just doing what the Eibishter wants. Everything is b'shova, b'shvoa by you. So this is a very high avodah. The Rebbe is here asking us to do a very high avodah. And why is he telling us to do a avodah? Why? Because today the situation is better than it was before. So there's an anticlimax here. Here, on one hand, the Rebbe is saying that the world is ready. And how is it ready? And therefore, he's telling us we have to do the most of the avodahs of Shabbat, all agbolas, mamish etzem, yifutzu, futzu without any, just yifutzu with whatever. Without any considerations at all. And why? Because the world is a bit more, there's not so many minisvei kovim. That means we're still living in a realistic world, there's still a lot of issues, and nevertheless, the Rebbe is telling us we have to be all above Agbalas. So the way it could be understood is that the Rebbe is driving a point, saying reality today is a bit better than before, because we don't have so many minisvei kovim. Therefore, even that's all we actually have today. It's better than before. It's not perfect. They don't say it's perfect. We just have less minutes to be kuvim, right? Nevertheless, the Rebbe is trying to drive the gula, and he's telling us to do our avodah b'liag bolas. So this, if you take it, you take the sicha, you can really like get an like. To say, practically speaking, the Rebbe is hardly giving us anything. He's throwing us the whole gula, and he's not backing himself with any real, a substantial proof that we can be different than the past. He's not ruining that. So you can say very well, you could very easily say, the Rebbe is trying to bring the gula, and what is he saying? That we would be a go out of our agbalas, then even though the world is not perfect, we will be able to change the world. So this will feed in very well to all those who want to say that Rebbe tried to do something, but l'cheira, it didn't go, but go. And here you see from this, you could say from this sikhar, how the Rebbe is driving, telling us to do the avodah b'liag agbalas, even though the reality, the world is just a bit better than it was before, but not the whole world hasn't changed. Look, you can take this sikha, take the whole second last half of the sikha, and this you could, look, say it.
It's a bakasha.
It's more of a bakasha, a tefillah. The Rebbe is trying to push something. Anyways, so that's one thing. They take another thing, at the beginning of the sikha, the Rebbe says that Nisim have to take a time. The Nis has to be Mulubish and Teva, and therefore, it takes it from a Nis to come down. The Rebbe brings an example from Mata Aren, from Shemesh Begiven Doim, that the Nis happened, it took time for the Nis to process itself. The Mata Aren took a whole night for the flowers to grow, because it has to go through a process. And the same thing with Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe had Gimel Tammuz and Yud Beis Tammuz, and when was the downfall of Russia? Tens and tens of years later. So there's a, even though it's a nest, there's a process. So the Rebbe is saying that in the beginning of the Sikha. So therefore now, when the Rebbe comes to the conclusion to the Sikha in our days and tells us that our Avodah has to be in Teva, L'cheire means also it's going to take a time. So all of this Sikha L'cheire is telling us is feeding in very well to all the Marashcheireniks. I know, to whoever you know, to all the dudes who want to take it, you know. So just okay, so this is the point of, yeah. You look at the sikhah. So let's just take it. The kut is like this. The beginning of the sikhah says, for a nest to process itself, it takes time. Why? Because it has to go through teva, so it takes time for the nest to develop. Like Mata Aren. The point the Rebbe is bringing out over here, that the nest has to be mlubish and teva. Therefore, by the Friedrich Rebbe, it was also mlubish and teva. There it was, it took a process from Gimel Tammuz till today when there was a tens of years till the effect of the Friedrich Rebbe's Gula affected Russia, that the communism should be a downfall of communism. So it was all a long process. The Vod Rebbe is saying is there has to be a Malubish and Teva. Now the Rebbe is saying it. Therefore, the Matthias today is that there is very little, there is not so many minutes of equivalent. So therefore, the time that you take for the process to happen is not necessary. Why? Remember, it has to be done at Teva. The fact that there are still Mnis V'Kuvim is because Everything has to be done al piteva. That means we need our cooperation with the nes to happen. But the fact that there's, in these, all these nisim we had before, there was, the world was not ready for the nes. The fact that the sun stopped was negating the nes, with the world. The fact that Mata Aaron, grew flowers negated the world. Here the world is, there's very little minis vekum, very little obstacles. So the world is not negating. So therefore, the fact is still stam and there is some nis mikuvim because you have to be done al piteva. But the fact that there's very little shows that there is, the world is ready. We have to do it al piteva. Therefore, there is some nis mikuvim still remaining, and the whole world is has. We have to do it. That's why. So what happened till now? The free the Kreber from Gimel Tammuz, he affected over the years the world to bring it to this situation where it is today. Now we have to continue with our Avodah Alpiteva. Therefore there are some Nis of Kuvim still have to be overcome. But nevertheless, the fact is most of the Nis, many of the Nis of Kuvim don't exist, shows that the world is not negating. All that's missing is that we should do our part Alpiteva. So therefore, the Rebbe said, we don't know. No. Therefore, the Rebbe is saying, one second. So now, the Rebbe says, by, all along we're speaking about a nes, but the Friede Kebbel was also a nes. The Friede Kebbel avoided was, we said it's nefesh, mind of Agbalos. The same thing, the Rebbe brings the story of the Chosid, who said, when he was in Russia, the Rebbe said, when he was in Russia, he said, the policeman asked him, this is on page 93, the policeman asked him, where gate, who's going? So he says, bitl idiot, yeah? That is, he said, who's, so the Rebbe says, he was in Russia, he already had a mindset of Almighty, this is like bullets, even though it was all these mnis vekuvim. So we have to have the same mindset of Almighty, this is like bullets. The only difference is, he was in that mindset when the world was negating his anhaga. And nevertheless, it didn't affect him. We, the world is not negating. So we have to have this avoidable mind of this Bagbolos. In other words, once upon a time, the avoidable mind of this Bagbolos was negating the world. So therefore, you have all these situations where there was a process of the world, for the world to align to the nest. With the Friedrich Rebbe Mata Aaron, because the world was negating the Anhogah Lomayla Mdiz Vagbolas. Now the world is not negating. So therefore there is some Nis Vekuvim. Okay, because it has to be, we have to do it. It has to be done. But the fact is we have no obstacles, we have no negation to our Aveda of Lomayla Mdiz Vagbolas. Therefore, we can do the Aveda of Lomayla Mdiz Vagbolas with complete confidence that everything is going to go along with us. So that sort of,
Not in the sikha.
But you'll just see how the Rebbe drives, the voice the Rebbe drives over here, the voice which the Rebbe is driving, the mind of this Akbalos, is very, very powerful. It's very powerful. It's spelled out in the sikha. Yeah, it's very powerful. But nevertheless, when the Rebbe says on the practical level, the Rebbe says the world has come a bit better. So, the word is, the fact the world is a bit better shows that the world is not negating. All what is needed, there is something remaining because we need our avodah. So how is our avodah meant to be done? How is the avodah meant to be done? Like the Friede Kreber did the avodah, like Mata Aaron, like the Friede Kreber, like the Chosid, William Milam did this Vagbolas. But the thing is, today, when we will
what
do
the
Milam did, one second. When we do the Milam did this Vagbolas, today the world will go along with us. It's not like once upon a time when they went to the Milam did this Vagbolas, they overlooked the world, they didn't, they come, and they, the completely.
Give me an example.
Yeah.
It's a very. It's not really so much on the Hateva. The Maisa Bittul Idiot is completely normal in Hateva.
By this Chosid, it was. By this Chosid, that Volk Mestame is. This Chosid, it was Mamish. This was the Metzias. But this Chosid was. By Yud Beis Samas, there's a Sikh about. Chelek. That's very clear. That time in Yud Beis Tammuz, the whatever they did to help Friedrich Rebbe was a minor deal, but that was the type of the world of that time. So that chosid, by him it was alpiteva. For anyone around him, it would not be alpiteva. For him, he was in that matzav. Reb David said that he heard it was a Rebbe, who the story which sort of sounds, which it sounds very... Anyway, that chosid, that was teva that moment. That was a reality. But us, we don't have to be in this matzav of ruach of this yochid, this chosid who was an... Let's say the
except that is not a reality of his mind. Teva, there's a reality in Ilam Hazal Gashmi called Teva.
No,
the reality is when you're walking out without your papers after curfew in communist Russia, they kill you.
So that chosid, the reality is one more thing. The reality is the Eibishter.
I'm saying that's the Teva. What he did was all Ma'alim and Teva.
So let's not go into that the moment. So that here, the Rebbe brings that down. The Rebbe says he did. I understand that Rebbe. No.
He put himself in situation that he does not exist. World cannot affect him. To understand his deeper feelings of this horse was that he is not exist and world not exist. So there was like cross-section of different dimensions.
We're going to have this in this thing, we're having it in the thing we're writing. I'm putting it in the eighth, because it's in Yud Beis Tam, the Rebbe says it clearly, there's a certain... But here, the only problem, the fact is, by this chosid, in his mindset then, that was Alpiteva. His yich, Mitzad the Mitzis, normally of the world, it was not Alpiteva. Here, the Rebbe is telling us today, it's normally Alpiteva. Normally Alpiteva, in other words, the world, the fact that the world is very little Nisvakuvim shows that the world is ready to go with any anhoga, the mind of the Teva that we will have. Once upon a time, that would demand, require...
Teva is ready to align with Lamayin Lenateva, so if we'll go Lamayin Lenateva, then we'll see that everything else lines up perfectly.
We will go Lamayin Lenateva.
Everything else will fall in place.
One second. Lamayin Lenateva means doing our Teva with the Grist Harchava.
And with awareness, no?
Yeah, awareness.
With Akara that you are, like...
Yeah.
You're not movable in this. You're doing it like this since David Shor wants it like this.
And... One second.
You know, the lapel, there's nothing.
Then there, and you will, in other words, I will go, we're doing everything Alpiteva. I'm just, know that I will find Alpiteva how to do it. I will find Alpiteva how to fulfill mine.
You must have not known.
Since David Shor wants, I should go Alpiteva, so I'm going to go Alpiteva, and everything's going to work. Everything's going to line itself up perfectly. Yeah?
Right.
The world will completely fall into place.
I would say better. I will affect the world to be put into place. Remember, we are doing it all. So the fact.
I'm saying this hanacha that I have is what's going to. I'm not saying that if I'll do it, the world meaning because I am taking this approach to life.
Yeah, yeah.
The world has no choice but to line itself up since Mashiach prepared it.
But the today there's no choice. Today it makes logical sense that the world should align with it. It makes
logical sense
because today no. This is responding to what you're responding. We said what does it mean the mind of the Hagbolas? This is what we're discussing now. The mind of the Hagbolas means l'cheira, that I'm not doing anything radical. No, whatever I'm doing with a full conscience awareness of what's going on around me, how other people will consider it. I'm not overlooking anybody. And I know I will be able to deal with all these difficulties, with all these objections, and I will carry it through. What am I going to carry through? I'm going to carry through the biggest project, which normally speaking I would never undertake. But I know now, logically speaking, it's not only a matter of confidence. My confidence has affected my logic. I'm purely sure of myself, confident in myself. I know how to carry through this project. That what it means, the mind of the Hagbolas.
That it makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
Comes from that awareness and that confidence and that certainty.
The fact that my logic should be effective, that I should come to realize I can undertake such a project, that comes from this confidence of Lamayla Medid Hagbolas. But I'm not doing anything just Lamayla Medid Hagbolas because I'm determined to do it, I'm going to do it, and I know Hashem is going to help me. No. I know that Hashem is going to give me the way how to help myself. So I'm going to find how to help myself logically. Never ever, that's what the Nekuda is. Right? Seder. I'm going to give. I have an income of $1,000. $5,000. I'm going to give $4,000 to Tzedakah. Hey, what am I going to live tomorrow? I'm not relying Hashem is going to send me a gift, unknown gift from somewhere. No. I know I'm losing now $4,000 and I need these $4,000 for the different expenses coming up. I'm going to give this Tzedakah and I'm going to find how to get back those $4,000. Okay? And that, not that I'm throwing it out without any calculation. No. I'm throwing it out. I'm taking a large portion of my money and I'm giving it to the stalker because I very much want to give it to the stalker. And I know I will find the means and ways how to make up that loss. I'm prepared to undertake whatever it takes to cover that loss again. Mm-hmm. That would be the example, right? It's always going through me. It's not doing something and waiting for the unknown to happen. Waiting for the unknown to happen, that is anhoga nisis, that's not established with teva, that's not... Okay, not what we're talking about. Yeah. No,
that's that.
I mean,
that's a different avodah. This we're saying, not Hashem
Yehovah.
Now we're saying, it's not that you're just going to throw yourself on the image, he'll figure it out. Now you're saying, you're going to go do something that Alpi Teva is Lamaila Minat Teva, with the knowledge that when you'll do this thing, which is Lamaila Minat Teva, nothing will prevent you from figuring out how to make it work.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's how it is.
There's nothing that exists that can actually prevent you from going and figuring out how to make it work and how to make it totally fit with reality.
Right. I take full responsibility to find and to do this project. I'm going to go to this shul. They don't like anything about this and this. I'm going to speak at Rosh Bad Rebbe Sicha, but I know exactly how I'm going to deal with everybody. And I will manage to do it, even in normal circumstances. You can't do it. Yes, I will do it, because I'm going to know how to befriend the Gabba, how to speak to the Rav, get the wind them all over. I'm sure I will do it, and that's why I'm going to do it. Just another example. Uh-huh. Okay, uh-huh. That's what it means. The Fetish. Throwing it on Hashem
This example with Hosid to say Bitul Idyot.
Yeah.
This is a very crucial point. This is creating of channel through which this divine influence can penetrate this world to the point that it will be possible on level of Gashmios perform what before looks like miracles. But
remember, this Chosid did it because he was at that mindset at that time.
Right.
But why
Rebbe mentions this? This is looks for me. It's like key for us to open this ability to identify ourselves with state of Geula.
Yeah, but I think. But the Rebbe explains it. No, one second. The Rebbe brings this story, and he says. Then he said. The Rebbe adds. But you can ask, how can I follow this avodah, this chosid? How the world going to accept it? So the Rebbe said, the world is already ready to accept. Oh, so in other words, the Rebbe is not telling us lecheira, not telling us just go ahead and be like that chosid lecheira. I mean, let's say that we've done. Could be someone who can be like that chosid gesunter hate, but the Rebbe is sort of telling us that we can apply that avoid of the chosid, because the situation today is we don't have to be such a great chosid to do that avoid. We can also do that avoid because the world is going to work along with us. So we don't have, in other words, that chosid was in a very strange situation. He did this sanhoga in a situation was very negative. The Rebbe is saying we have to follow this chosid, but we're not up to this madrega of this chosid. So Rebbe says, the fact that the world today goes in agreement with us, so therefore we can follow that chosid. So just to jump forward and do what that chosid does, I don't know, that may be questionable. Am I can just go ahead and do what that chosid does? I don't know. I can do what the Rebbe says. be aware that the world today can work with me, and therefore I can do what the Chassid says. That's why I think. You know, if someone, remember, you know, it's, it depends on the individual. Every person has to know themselves, but you have, there is a certain thing that we're not, you know, face reality. I'm not where that chassid is. Why do I have to just take the story of the chassid? I can take the whole sikh of the Rebbe, but the Rebbe tells me that the world today actually works along with me. And therefore I can be like the chassid. Right? The Rebbe says, the Rebbe is addressing us, because we're not such great people at this chassid, and therefore we have a question. The world, what's the world going to say? The Rebbe says the world today is going to work along with you, so therefore you can be like that chassid. So we'll follow what the Rebbe says. I mean, that's the easiest way. The Rebbe is telling us exactly why we can follow that chassid. L'cheira. Yeah.
What do you mean in a mimer?